Brick and mortar versus online, the battle continues. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benashour, in for David Brancaccio. Albertsons, the grocery chain, is planning to buy a part of Rite Aid, according to the Wall Street Journal. Combined, the new company would be worth around $24 billion. Marielle Segarra is here with us to talk about it. Marielle, tell us about this merger.
So Rite Aid is a public drugstore chain, the third largest in the country, with about $33 billion in revenue. Albertsons is a $60 billion supermarket chain, the second largest in the country. It's been owned by private equity investors for about 12 years, and private equity firms typically want to sell a company or take it public in half that time. They wanted to go public with Albertsons a few years ago, but put that on hold because of the market. So this merger gives the investors a chance to try again. And the way it'll work is that Rite Aid is already selling a little less than half of its stores to Walgreens. So now Albertsons is going to buy the rest and form a new company.
And I imagine the deal would help both companies compete.
Yeah, that's the idea. There are a lot of pressures on grocery and drugstore chains right now. The price of food has been falling. That's led to price wars among Walmart, Amazon, and the big supermarket chains. There's also been consolidation in the pharmacy business. For instance, last year, CVS announced it would buy Aetna, the insurance company. So the thinking is this deal could combine the strengths of Albertsons and Rite Aid if it's approved by the federal government. Remember, when Walgreens wanted to buy all of Rite Aid a few years ago, it ran into trouble because the two were direct competitors. The CEOs of Albertsons and Rite Aid say their companies have less overlap.
All right, Marketplace's Marielle Segarra, thank you. So we've just heard that the battle between brick and mortar and online stores is basically still raging across our economy. It has a lot of fallout in different areas. You can also see it in the competition between two giants, Walmart and Amazon. That fight is forcing Walmart to adapt. One of those changes, new apparel brands for women, children, and plus-sized people. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at Walmart's new strategy as the retail giant reports earnings today.
In its battle for retail supremacy, Amazon is forcing Walmart to morph, says Wharton marketing professor Barbara Kahn.
You can buy whatever you want on Amazon. So one of the things Walmart wants to try to get is that you think of all your needs. Any product you want, you can buy at Walmart.
Walmart's be everything to everybody strategy can be seen in how it's approaching fashion. The retail behemoth is introducing new low-cost clothing brands, and it's been scooping up stylish retailers like ModCloth and Bonobos, as well as cutting a deal with Lord & Taylor to sell some of the luxury department store's products on Walmart.com.
The company is highly committed to being innovative and experimenting and trying different things.
Sucharita Kadali is an analyst with Forrester. One recent aggressive Walmart move to stretch its reach, selling Bonobos men's apparel at Nordstrom's. An unsuspecting customer may never know he's bought a Walmart product, and that is the point. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 7 to 8 tenths of a percent range, with the Dow future down 206 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.91%. And here is one last number for you, 575. 575 Kentucky Fried Chickens in the UK and Ireland have been shut down over the past few days. The reason? They've run out of chicken. KFC switched its delivery service to DHL, which says it had some operational issues the minute couldn't get the chicken to the stores. While savings rates in China are traditionally pretty high, the Lunar New Year, also known as the Spring Festival, is the one time of year where everyone splurges. The week-long holiday started on Friday. Think of it as a combination of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Last year, revelers in China spent $122 billion during the week-long holiday, and they are expected to spend even more this year. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack has more from Shanghai.
The Hongqiao railway station is crammed with people, all anxious to get to their hometowns. There aren't enough seats, so people sit on the floor, where I found Sonia. She plans to spend most of her money on her parents this season.
My mom wants a new cell phone, and I've got a carton of premium cigarettes for my dad.
For many migrant workers, this is the one time of year they get to go home and see their families. No expenses or effort are spared. Like Liu Xiaowen, he's taking a dusty red container and two bulging styrofoam boxes bound with yellow tape. So what's inside?
Pig's heart.
Yes, pig's heart. It's good when stir-fried or stewed. He tells me it's three times cheaper here than in his hometown in Fujian province, so he's got 30 to 40 pounds of it to share with friends and family. Now, Liu Xiaowen may have saved a lot on the pig's heart, but he still needs to buy clothes for his family and give cash gifts. Altogether, he thinks he'll spend about $1,400 this holiday. This pressure to spend is stressful for some, like Xiong Jian. He works in the high-tech industry.
When I go home, people there will say I must be rich because I work in the city, and my classmates will make me pay when we go out to eat.
People here say it's not all about money. An unexpected hit during the holiday season are these. Empty plastic buckets. Zhang Huanzhu has three of them. He says the construction site he works at were throwing them away.
They're useful in the village. You can fill them with water or use for storage.
Best of all, the buckets can double as a sturdy seat while waiting for the train. In Shanghai's Hongqiao Railway Station, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.